I mean, gentlemen, how are we feeling? Our Minnesota Vikings 4-0 to start off the year. It's exciting. It's exciting. And we'll be getting right into them for our official Week 5 predictions. Well, let's start out Thursday Night Football, Buccaneers versus the Falcons. Here's a fun fact for you. The Buccaneers all-time lead 31-30. Who do we have taken it in Atlanta?
I got the Bucs, Baker.
Give me Baker and the Bucs.
I think the Bucs too.
Chuck Baker.
It's a good one, though. It's a really good Thursday Night Football game.
Yeah.
I like this game. It's going to be an interesting one. Obviously, Kirko.
Prime time.
Kirko changed in prime time. He's done good in prime time this year so far.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, I like it, guys. It should be a fun game compared to what we've had. Buccaneers 3-1, currently lead the NFC South. Falcons 2-2 in second place. The series 31-30. I wasn't feeling too high on the Falcons. I saw Kirk Cousins edit. And that's right, we're picking the Falcons to win over the Bucks. Doesn't really impact us, does it?
No, it does not.
We'll have to see. But I'll tell you what does. I'll tell you what does impact us. Fresh off of UFC 307, we'll be dropping our predictions video for that tomorrow. We'll be waking up early for London football as the Jets take on the Minnesota Vikings. Gentlemen, how's that game going to go for us?
That's obviously going to go very well for us. We're going to chew up Aaron Rodgers.
Sam Darnold comeback game against the Jets, obviously. Big things coming
revenge
from Sam.
Game.
Revenge game, yeah.
Sam Darnold revenge game. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to struggle against Beefo's defense. Has he played against Beefo's defense?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so it's going to be a new thing for him. And obviously, that's a really complex defense. And I'm going to be on my way to a golf tournament.
Unbelievable.
It's going to be a tough morning waking up, though. That's for sure.
No, it'll
big
be great.
W for the boys.
Be great. River, are you going to be here?
I'll be here. Right, I'm not having lunch till after the game.
You got to make sure I'm up.
I will come and wake you up. Here's just a fun fact. The Vikings have actually won the last three meetings with the Jets, and since the NFL has been hosting London games, the Jets are 0-1 with a loss to the Falcons. The Vikings, a perfect 3-0. Across the nation we left to form our own country, the United States of America. So, yeah, I mean, we're all Vikings fans. This should be no shocker at all. But we get into NFL Sunday, noon o'clock games, kicking us off. Dolphins visiting the Patriots. Dolphins currently lead their all-time series 62-55. What's going on there?
This one's going to be a
snooze fest. Big time.
Pats are taking it, though.
Give me Drake May, Gerard Mayo. Of the head coach of the Patriots, give me Drake May, please. I'm done with this Jacoby Brissett stuff.
Yep.
There's not going to be a lot of points scored in this game. It's going to be obviously a low-scoring game.
Take the over on
Dolphins
field goals.
Are struggling. Eric Hill's struggling. That's important for my fantasy team.
Yeah.
Get the boys separate up.
Tyler Huntley, let's see what he can do.
Yeah. Can't do shit last game. So.
I completely agree. Both these teams on three-game losing streaks. Dolphins have the seventh-worst defense in the league.
Ouch.
It's rough. It's weird to see the impact Tua had on this team.
Yeah.
Huge part of the team.
Yeah.
But,
quarterback. Yeah. Give me the Dolphins. I think their team is all around way better than the Patriots.
Really? I like it.
Give me the Dolphins.
I'm going Patriots.
I think the Dolphins defense is just going to shut down the Patriots offense.
I think this opposite is going to happen with the Patriots defense.
Brian, did you just miss what I said? The Dolphins have the seventh worst defense in the league.
Yeah, but the Patriots offense is not good.
Fun fact, Patriots 52 points for this season, Dolphins 45. Yeah. Abysmal.
Tua,
Jacoby.
Tua's a big part of that.
Teaching Drake Way a lot.
And after watching what the Titans did to the Dolphins on Monday Football, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph too, actually. I forgot about that. Mason Rudolph stepped in and just...
They would see the TikTok of, or the video of the guy who's like, Mason Rudolph is in my girl's DMs right here.
Yeah,
and he's selling my parlay.
That's crazy.
Then she chimes in, oh, he's just a friend.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the weekly Will. Sweet. Weekly Will Levis meme coming up every week. There's been
on.
This
week. I feel it.
I love it, gentlemen. All righty, keeping us a moving. We'll stay in the AFC. The Colts visiting the Jaguars. The Jaguars have won four of the last five meetings with the Colts and are currently 0-4, the worst team in the league.
Well, it is Joe Flacco season.
Joe Flacco.
I got them Colts.
All day. All day Colts.
Yeah. Feed probably. Michael Pittman. I don't know what's going on with the Jags, though. They trash. I don't know.
Rally weapons. T-Law might not be the answer.
Biggest overpay of a QB ever.
Deshaun Watson.
But after seeing
that and T-Law.
Yeah.
After seeing what Joe Flacco did with the Browns last year, leading the playoffs, I think he has a chance to lead this Colts team. They have a lot of weapons. Michael Pittman, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Downs.
Absolutely. I very much agree. I'm going with the Colts. I will say the Jaguars winning for the last five does point to that statistic. But besides Brian Thomas Jr., my favorite rookie draft pick I picked in fantasy football, thank you very much, nothing's happened. ETN has fallen off. Trevor Lawrence is, I don't even know, he was the number one pick a couple of years ago. He sucks.
They're
he sucks.
Good.
Yeah. No.
Bad team.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sell the team.
I don't know what's going on there.
Not at all. And
get a new coaching staff in there. Then see what happens.
Move to Utah.
Everyone's going to Utah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Keeping us moving. All right. Panthers visiting the Bears. The Bears lead the series 8-4 all time, and the Bears have won the last three meetings with the Panthers.
What a game.
What a bar burner.
This is a bar burner.
Huge game.
I mean, I'm going to go Panthers. Red Rifle.
I forgot Andy Dalton. Yeah.
Red Pascal Williams.
He threw for what, like 303 a week ago? Something like that.
Yeah. He's playing pretty good.
I'll rock with the Ginger. I'll go with the Carolina Panthers.
Really?
Give me the Ginger Ninja right now.
It's the Ginger Ninja.
Carolina Williams has been a little bit disappointed this year.
Beat the Bears.
Well,
who's at home?
The Bears are home.
Yeah, I still got the Panthers.
I don't know. I'm going with the Bears for this one. I think they're going to win games this year. And games like this one against the Panthers, those will be the ones that they take.
Yeah.
I mean, Panthers have caught fire since benching Bryce Young, poor fella. So, yeah, we will have to check that game out. Keeping us moving on NFL Sunday, how about the Bills versus the Texans? Houston leads that series 6-5 all time. The last time they played, the Bills won 40-0 in 2020. How about that for you?
I got C.J. Stroud and the boys.
You got C.J. Stroud?
Big C.J. Stroud guy. Yeah.
I mean, this is actually a barber.
Yeah, this will be a good game.
I think the Bills are going to come on top. We saw the Vikings to the Texans. They dismantled them. So, I feel like the Bills might be a little better team.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think Bills take this one. Texans are going to put up a very good fight. It's definitely going to be, at most, a one-score game. Or at most 7 points, one score game, or I guess eight, at most 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going to be a very good game.
Yeah, is that all you have for that one? Our very abrupt endings to our statements here. Yeah.
Give me the Bills. Give me the Bills.
Good picks.
I guess. So I'm probably going to go with the Bills in this one. Josh Allen, he's been playing pretty good, carrying this team. Keon Coleman, kind of a letdown to start off here.
Big letdown.
Oh, my gosh.
This one's going to be a toss-up, though. I think it could probably go either way. Maybe leans 55-45 to the Bills, but it's going to be a good game.
Both 3-1. Both playing pretty good. Favorites for the playoffs.
Yeah.
I like it. All righty, noon game still coming at you. Browns visit the Commanders. Cleveland leads that series 35-12 all time.
I think the Commanders make it 35-13.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Commanders are nasty. Rookie of the year candidate. Jaden Daniels.
MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Send Deshaun Watson to the Guangdong Tigers right now. Guangdong Tigers. Yeah. That boy is out of here.
This is an easy pick.
Yep. Talk about they had the worst defense last year. They're 3-1, leading the NFC East, I believe. Jane Dale's rookie of the year pick as of week five.
Carrying my fantasy team.
Number one fantasy QB. I mean, it's incredible.
Shout out to Dan Quinn, too. First year head coach for the Commanders. Was the Cowboys DC for like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah,
he's got those boys playing good.
Yeah, and I wonder the fall off of Austin Eckler. Also, something very interesting, seeing that happen in real time.
He was cooking with the Commanders until he got a cocky.
Yeah.
Actually, who just traded? Someone did a trade for that.
Walker. I got Stephon Diggs with him.
Yeah.
Okay, explain the trade, because that was not the trade Austin Eckler for Stephon Diggs.
Steal of a deal.
All right, so this guy that's 0-4 in the league offered me Stephon Diggs for Juwan Giants, who just popped off for close to 50 points.
Popped off one game.
He had 45 points, otherwise he averaged like 8.
So it's Juwan Giants, Austin Eckler for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, that's steal.
Easy play.
Trades have been running wild in our... We have a 16-man league.
Biggest buy high I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I just gave away Cole Kmet today for Zay Flowers. I mean...
Yeah, I think...
I love that.
I think you robbed Moss for sure.
Actually, explain your trade you just did.
Yeah, so I traded Sam Darnold and Mike Williams for Jordan Addison. I think that is a very good trade.
Steal also.
That is a steal. I have Jefferson also, but I think those are the only two receivers in the league that you could have on the same fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that I traded with, his quarterback was Kirk Cousins. Good quarterback, not good in fantasy. He was like quarterback number 21 on the year, so he was kind of desperate. Also, 0-4, maybe 1-3.
Ooh.
Rusty.
1-3. I play him this week.
Yeah, he was pretty desperate, and I kind of took advantage of it. So
that's what you gotta do, though.
Yeah, it's a business.
That's how Maz's team is, and his team is beat. Oh yeah, my gosh! Yeah. Not to be mean, he's never gonna listen to this. He won. That is one of the greatest. We brought that up earlier. That was one of the funnest experiences watching Tyler Lockett need 0.12 points and be unable to get it.
We thought it would happen on that safety, right?
Unreal. Yeah.
No, great.
Can't believe you did not get. What is it? 0.2 you just
point said? 0.12.
0.12. That's crazy.
It was crazy.
And he had an end zone target, too.
Yeah.
Just out of reach.
Man. Alrighty. Final noon game. Ravens visit the Bengals. Ravens lead the series 30-27. All time. Derrick Henry, an absolute monster last week.
Game.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Interesting game. I think the Bengals' struggles will continue, though. I think the Ravens will come on top of this.
Yeah. I see another Derrick Henry run through your face game here.
I agree with that. I don't know what's going on with Joey B and the Bengals. They have the talent for sure. They have the coaching staff for sure.
I don't know. All that drama with Jamar, dude. Is he even eligible to sign an extension right now?
I don't know.
I would.
You gotta wait until there's a year left on your deal.
I don't understand
why he's asking for money right now. You got 2 years left. You're still under contract for. So
yeah,
it just seems weird to me to sit out for a while. That probably messed up his cam with Joe Burrow. That's very
weird. That's why if you're ever in that situation, you should be like Justin Jefferson, where you create no drama about it, and you sign the biggest contract in the history of the NFL for a non-quarterback.
You also got to be the best receiver in the league.
You also have to be the best receiver, but Jamar Chase is in the conversation. He's probably not the best receiver, but he's in that conversation, so he's got the same boat as Jefferson. But, yeah, that's how you be a leader for an organization, I think.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase, the Ravens?
No, we do not want him at all.
No, too much drama.
He keeps wanting to be better than Jefferson.
He's a bigger diva than Stephon Diggs.
Two years left
under your deal, and you're going to hold out training camp because you haven't gotten paid? Shut up. Shut your mouth. Go to work.
Yeah.
Earn your deal.
I'll say another thing about the Ravens. They're one of the rare teams where their backup tight end, tight end 2 and RB2, play just as good as their starting ones. I mean, Justice Hill dropping 20 fantasy points occasionally. And Isaiah Likely, I think he's the number 6 tight end right now.
Yeah. Mark
and Andrews technically Mark Andrews is tight end 1.
Yeah. It's kind of hit or miss for players there. It's 50-50. You're either going to bust or boom.
But also, Bengals have no running back room. Chase Brown, Zach Moss.
Yeah.
Zach Moss, not bad.
Mediocre.
He's a good fill-in for
mediocre.
Sure.
Well, let's get to our 3 o'clock games. Raiders visit the Broncos. This is actually very interesting. The Broncos, since Peyton Manning retired, have gone 4-13 against the Raiders. And Denver has not won against the Raiders since 2019. They've swept them the last 5 seasons.
This is a snooze fest of the 3 o'clock games.
Fest.
I will not be tuning into this at all.
I'll be watching.
I could care less for the Raiders or the Broncos.
Nope.
I'll be watching the Cardinals and 49ers at 3:05 p.m.
Let me just make a quick Broncos pick.
Broncos?
Good defense. Bo Nix.
We'll go Raiders.
Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, give me Raiders. I think if Devontae Adams plays, he's gonna have a very
out.
He's out for
out.
Sure.
Yeah.
About to be traded.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's playing, I think he's going to have a really good game to kind of showcase other teams he's still got it.
I think he's going to the Jets.
But, yeah, I could see him going to the Jets. I could see him going to the Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs said they don't want him.
They said that? I didn't see that, but I believe it. Maybe the Steelers, who knows?
Steelers need a receiver.
So do the... I don't know.
Chiefs need one.
Chiefs need one, but they even have the cap Jets. Space for Devontae Adams.
They could do it, though.
All right. Sweet. Absolutely. And the game you just mentioned, Ryan, is up next. The Cardinals visit the 49ers. Here's a fun fact. Arizona has not beaten the 49ers since 2021.
Wow. The streak ends now.
The streak, really?
Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr. Nah, I'm just playing. Actually, it all dependent on Debo Samuel and George Kittle.
He's in. They're in.
Are they both in? Yeah. If they're both in, Niners clear.
Yeah.
So it's definitely interesting.
This could be one where Kyler goes for like 35 points and Marvin Harrison goes for like 20 or 32, and it's just the Cardinals domination. But who knows?
That's my game to watch at 3:00.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been thinking this is that Jordan Mason is this season's Kyren Williams. Is that a fair assessment?
I don't watch them. Is just some other backup.
The number 6 fantasy running back?
Yeah.
Number six?
He didn't really stand out when he played the Vikings, so.
No one stands out against LSU.
The game before that, though, I think that was week 1, right? I think they played primetime Monday night against the Jets, it was, and CMC was out. I thought he played really good in that game.
He played amazing.
Yeah. So.
Alrighty, so. Yeah, that's our prediction. Okay, next up, the Giants visiting the Seahawks. 11-10 Seahawks all time. 1-6 though since 2010.
I think they make it 2-6.
Yeah.
Going with the Giants?
Or no,
Seahawks. Whoa. Seahawks are 1-6.
No, the Giants are 1-6.
Oh, you made it sound like Seattle was.
My bad. Seahawks are 11-10 all time. Oh, actually, I don't know.
Either way, I still got Seahawks.
Give me this.
I play with those stats, but looking at this season.
Geno, DK, good defense.
Kenneth Walker.
Yeah. Their one loss was a burner to the Giants. Lions.
Terrible, so. Yeah, give me the Seahawks, for sure.
Easily. Yeah. Okay.
Is Malik Nabers playing, though?
No.
Not?
No.
I don't think so.
Giants are getting smoked.
Yeah, I'm only wondering because who I play, he has Malik Nabers, so that would be a huge miss.
Let's hope so.
Yes, let's hope so.
That he's in.
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Let's hope that he's out.
Let's hope Ryan loses a game.
I need to stay undefeated.
No.
Same. Yes.
No, both these guys. Actually, you're 3-1.
I'm 3-1.
You're all my enemies. Oh man, our rival, the Packers, visit the Rams. Packers have won the last 4 meetings with the Rams. Do they win again?
They make it 5.
Yeah, give me the pack here.
They have a good offense. Their defense is going to bounce back. Jair's going to play. Valentine, I don't know when he's supposed to be back, but he wasn't playing last week. So
Puka, Cooper Kupp, both out.
Yeah.
Give me the Packers.
As much as I hate picking the Packers.
Yeah.
It's a Packers.
Rams are just so banged up. Missing Puka, Cooper Kupp, bunch of O-linemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. Rams wide receiver core is very bleak without Cooper and Puka.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it's the 1-2, so.
And, yeah. I mean, Stafford gets no fantasy points anyway, so it's
Stafford's, I think this might be his last go.
And he definitely feels like he's pushing it.
Retires or considers retiring and retires after next year because he does not look good. And he's just getting thrown around.
He won a Super Bowl. He should retire.
Yeah. He's already done everything you can in the NFL, except for winning MVP, right? He didn't win one.
No, I don't believe so. No. Will Jordan Love ever win an MVP?
No.
I had to ask. Sunday Night Football, classic matchup. Cowboys and the Steelers. How about this? Last time they played was 2020.
Oh, I might be sleeping for that one.
Yeah, that's a snooze fast.
Long day. Cowboys don't look that good. Steelers, man, they've been playing some iffy teams, but, I mean, they're winning.
They'll put up many points.
Yeah.
I had to drop their defense.
I'm going to have to go with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'll go Cowboys.
I feel like that should be pretty easy.
I'm going Steel City here. I think Justin Fields is going to have a huge game on the ground and in the air. Mostly on the ground, though. But, yeah, give me the Steelers.
I'm going Steelers. They're just something about Mike Tomlin always finishing 500. And they always get to a point where they're 11-6. And you're like, how did the Steelers win 11 games this season?
Yeah.
Somehow they find a way. I don't know.
With that, we bring it home. Monday Night Football. Weren't we talking about this? We didn't know what the matchup was. Well, yeah. We were guessing it. It's the Saints visiting the everyone's least favorite team, unless you're a fan of them, the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Ooh.
Saints have not won against Kansas City since 2008.
This is a tough one. Yeah. Where is it? In Kansas City?
In Kansas City.
Can Derek Carr cook?
Derek Carr has all his weapons.
Anyone know Derek Carr's record against the Chiefs? Like, even with the Raiders? Because I want to say when he was with the Raiders, he got a couple wins.
He pulled some out there.
So I wouldn't be opposed to picking the Saints here.
Derek Carr is 3-14 in his career against the Chiefs.
Maybe not. Yeah,
well, I stand corrected.
High scoring Chiefs game.
Chiefs are missing Raiders. Crashy Rice now.
Yeah,
missing Crashy Rice.
I think this is just the resurgence of Kelsey. So
yeah. I don't know.
Chiefs gonna pick Chiefs
from this one.
Kelsey is due for a breakout. I mean, yeah. Hasn't gotten over like 30 or 40 yards this season. So.
I could care less. I do not like him. I don't like his brother. I don't like Taylor Swift.
I like Jason. Travis sold out, so I don't like him.
Yeah, but he brought his brother with him. He's on every single ad now.
That's true.
Yeah, but he's still the more likable of the two.
Yeah.
For sure. Not as cocky.
I guess. Who's looking up to him, though? No kids are looking up to him.
Yeah.
I mean Travis Kelce.
Taylor Swift, girls.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. No clue.
I don't know. But yeah. Those are our week 5. I was about to say week 15.
Like, no doubleheader on Monday Night Football?
No, we finally get a singular game. There's a lot of buys. You know, Chargers on a bye, Lions, Eagles.
Yeah.
I think there's two more. I can't really.
I know.
There's one other team. I will say it's hurting that I don't have Amon-Ra St. Brown in for a sleeper.
Yeah, it's killing me for this week in 16.
I saw Garrett still undefeated in our sleeper league, or dynasty league, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, surprising. It is surprising. Ryan's doing pretty good, too. Please develop right now.
They are right in front of my
drafting all your young players, and the season is young. We're waiting to see who will come out victorious. Who do we all think is going to win the Super Bowl this year? I know it's week 5, so technically we can't. I predict the Vikings every year because I'm a loyal Vikings fan. But honestly, I think it could come true this year.
Yeah. I mean, obviously through 4 weeks, we look like one of the best teams in the league. Our defense is crazy. But I just feel like there's a Minnesota event that's going to happen. You know, it's the classic Minnesota sports moment. We're going to have one of those, so it's not going to be the Vikings. But I'm going to pick the Detroit Lions to win the Super Bowl.
What?
Wow. That's crazy. Do you think they're going to win the NFC North?
That's tough to say. I'd say they're second in the North. I think maybe the Vikings win the North and end up losing.
So Lions wild card to championship.
Yeah.
Against who?
Bills. Really? Bills Mafia. Yeah. Or the Texans, I'm still strong on them. I feel like they can make a comeback. I mean, we just shriveled them, but I think they could still do some damage.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to be a loyal fan here and go with the Vikings, although I do agree that something mysterious is going to happen against us because we are cursed.
Hey, maybe the curse already went, though. With
yeah,
maybe Kirk was the curse.
Maybe.
J.J. McCarthy's
team. Yeah, maybe that was the curse. But yeah, give me the Vikings because I'm a loyal fan. Also because they're 4-0, probably the best team in the league right now. And then give me the Bills against them.
Bills and Vikings?
Bills and Vikings. I think Josh Allen gets it done in the divisional round this year. against Patty Mahomes, probably. So
it's overdue. And I think it would actually be so amazing if right after Diggs leave, the Bills finally get past the Chiefs.
Yeah, give me the Bills or Ravens. I really like the Ravens, too. I think Lamar.
But Lamar in the playoff? No, he doesn't deserve it. Yeah, he chokes every single It's him who chokes, not the Ravens.
But does Derrick Henry deserve one? Derrick Henry's been a menace.
He deserves one.
He didn't have much with him out there in Tennessee.
Actually, I remember Brady's last game with the Patriots in the playoffs when they beat them. He was on that team, that Titans team.
I like the Ravens.
Walker, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go same thing as Ryan, honestly. I feel like the Bills, I think Josh Allen's just having one of those years where he's the best player in the league. He's going to have one of those years, and I think he's going to continue in the playoffs. It's hurt against the Vikings right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
it's going to be the best team overall, most dominant team as well.
Offense, defense, special teams, the whole thing.
Like the way we're looking right now.
No, I agree. I might go Chiefs. I don't like the Chiefs. I don't like them. I see you making a face, Ryan. I don't like the Chiefs. I don't want them to win, but like...
You're going to predict a three-peat?
No, I'm predicting them to make it to the Super Bowl. Okay. But to win the Super... I don't know if it's our year. It's just like...
Is it our year or is it not?
Actually, I'm trying to think. Did it feel last year like it was the Chiefs' season to win?
No, I didn't think so.
I just started off pretty bad.
I just thought they were the best team.
So I'm trying to think. If some seasons it just feels like it's a team's year. Like last year, I kind of felt like it was the Lions' year, and it wasn't. But I don't know. I hate to say, like, be realistic, honestly, but the Vikings, the way they're playing, they sneak past every game. They beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I like it.
Is that bias? Maybe.
Give me that.
I like to see
it. Also 4-0.
This point is not.
Yeah.
4-0, we look like the best.
We've proved it.
Now, as for number one pick, who's getting number one pick next year?
Worst team in the league, the Jags.
It doesn't make, they have weapons, but it's like they just have no chemistry.
I don't like the Jags for no reason. I got them. I don't know who else it would be.
I don't know.
What's the Giants record?
Like Broncos, maybe?
Ooh, Broncos a good one.
Giants are 1-3.
1-3. I can see the
Giants. Actually, that makes sense. Giants get a top pick, draft a new QB.
Yeah. Who do you think they would take?
Milrow?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Actually, do they take black quarterbacks in New York? Do they?
They had Geno Smith.
Yeah, they had Geno Smith.
Tyrod Taylor. He was a killer backup for a while.
Tyrod Taylor, yeah.
Geno Smith was on the Jets, actually.
I was just thinking of Eli Manning. Then they had one other guy. They had a really...
I have no clue.
Oh, who's the Italian kid?
Tommy DeVito.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
I agree. I don't know.
I think... we'll say them.
But no, honestly, look at the Vikings schedule. Like, it realistically looks like we can win a lot of games this year.
Our schedule was front loaded for sure, and we got past that 4-0. So,
yeah, I thought we were gonna have a rough start, but here we are.
Interesting enough, after this game, we have a bye. Next week, we already have our bye.
Really bad game.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't like it.
And then we got the Lions right after that.
I would prefer like a week 9 or 10 bye.
Yeah, I mean,
look at our schedule.
It's looking very good.
Seahawks gonna be tough. Lions, we got.
I mean, we play the Jaguars. That should be a gimme.
Falcons December 8th is gonna be very interesting. Kirk's return to US Bank Stadium.
Do you think he gets booed?
I don't know.
I'd
boo.
I feel like half the stadium is gonna boo. Half will cheer.
I won't cheer, but I won't boo.
I'd probably boo just because he sold out for the money. On a clearly worse team.
I respect that, though.
You respect selling out?
He just tore his Achilles, dude. What are the odds that he's even, like, a viable
starting quarterback
next year? Like, he's looking out for his family at this point.
He's already
that perspective, people call it a business. Man's just going for the bag.
But, yeah, he's already made, like, $200 million, too.
Right. So. But, like, if he doesn't want to play here...
But does he want a championship ring? That's the real
question. He ain't winning one in Atlanta, let me tell you that.
It looks to me like he rather the financial security and generational wealth than Super Bowl ring.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to cheer because he left the Vikings for Sam Darnold, who was clearly better and younger.
Oh, yes, yeah. So way better. Cheer.
Thank you, Kirk. You gave us Darnold. Thank you.
Round of applause for Kirk. Actually, I wonder if we have the applause button. Let's see. Oh, that was awkward. I'm still learning the soundboard. Oh, there is an applause one on here. There we go. Applause. Round of applause. Yeah.
And he gave us J.J. McCarthy, too. Cannot forget about that.
And we had to sacrifice his knee to go 4-0 to start the season. Well,
tough strain.
Any other thoughts on the football season to start out, gentlemen?
No. Nothing other than the Vikings are pretty good. Watch out for B-Flow and the boys.
B-Flow and the boys.
Yep.
Is that the name of the
defensive nickname? People have been talking about defensive nicknames for the squad. There's the Purple People Eaters. You had the Legion of Doom out in Seattle. And I haven't heard any good ones from Minnesota. And I like B-Flow and the boys. Double B, so.
B-Flow and the boys.
Comes out of the tongue pretty good. So.
B-Flow and the boys.
B-Flow and the boys.
B-Flow and the boys, new defensive name.
Sammy slings it, and B-Flow and the boys.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's good.
That's it. That's all I got for you.
It's good for the NFL. Do we have any other last touching points for the podcast, guys? Any other...
No, just make sure you turn on your auto downloads and support the pod.
I've got mine on.
Support our boy Ruger. Somebody sponsor this man. He's working real hard.
Definitely deserves a sponsor.
Yeah.
I try.
Yeah. 20 years, he's going to be the next Joe Rogan. Commentating UFC and the top podcast in the country.
Someone UFC, pick this boy up.
Yep. Barstool, I know you need a UFC podcast. Pick this boy up.
Mm-hmm. And hey, editors or filmographers, hit me up. I need to start filming this shit, honestly.
Yep.
My goodness. Well, guys, I ask every guest, can you leave the people with one last quote, one last thing before we sign off? And then, well, honestly, thank you all again for joining me. This was so fun. Three guests, a two-part podcast.
Thanks for
great times.
Yep.
One quote, every day is a new day. Make the best of it.
I like that.
Cave you fear to go into holds the deepest treasure you desire.
Brian, I want you to tell the people where you got that from.
I think I got it either from Jaden or an Instagram post.
It's Minecraft, isn't it?
No, it's not Minecraft.
It was not
really? This boy be giving me Minecraft quotes all the
time.
They're
fire. You can't enchant a hoe with loyalty.
Yeah, it's true. You
can't enchant a hoe with loyalty.
It's true.
It's true in Minecraft.
It's true. Yeah, I'm just going to say, it's simple.
But you do what you love every day, and then you'll never have a bad day.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless someone you know dies or it's a natural disaster. No, I'm just kidding, guys.
Hey,
this was this was an amazing time. This was a great time. And gosh, it's sad to see everyone go. It's sad to wrap it up, but as we all know, especially with you guys, we're gonna do this again. I already know, but
gotta do a Stanley Cup playoff.
Yep.
Oh yeah, we'll Stanley be back for that.
Maybe we'll get Garrett in there too.
But ladies, gentlemen, as always, I'll catch you next time on the Surprise Jab Podcast.